You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
What up, beautiful people? It's your boy, Mr. Nate Jackson. Make sure you follow me everywhere. Today's show is going to be incredible. I got three wonderful people here with me. Three guests on the show tonight. The first guest on the show is radio show producer and comedy show producer for Stand Up in the Halls, the beautiful Nika Simone. What up, Nika?
Hey, Nate.
The second is director and social media mogul. Director, what's good?
Yo, what up? It's Mr. Short, Dark, and Handsome. I drop it like it's hot, pick it up when it's cold.
Oh, snap. Does it get cold? And the third is my boy, my frat brother, and professional on the topic of today's show, Rico Lewis.
What up, people? Let's get it.
Yeah, that. So we going to get it popping like we always do. I'm glad y'all are tuning in. Make sure you listen. It's going to be a part of the show where we're going to take callers. So get ready for that. Listen to this on your phone or on your computer. And when it's time to go to callers, I need y'all niggas calling in. Don't drop the ball. Don't fuck this up. Today's topic is, why are so many 25 to 35-year-old eligible bachelorettes, eligible women, why are they single? Back in the day, everybody was with somebody. If you were single, you were like, look at this floozy. Now, single seems to be the bee's knees. Why is that? And we're going to get into that. Let's get it popping. Nika, bring your ass up to that microphone. You single as shit. Why?
I don't have time.
Really, nigga?
I don't have time for no bullshit, real shit.
Shout out to Paige Kennedy. I be saying that on my own, but he's like, nigga, that's mine. You know that nigga hit me after that video? I did a video and I was really? He was like, nigga, you stole my crew, my body, and my... I was like, god damn, nigga. I stole your body, bro?
Yeah, he told us that.
But I think when you get to a certain age, you're talking about 25 to 35. Uh-huh. I think you go through a lot of bullshit when you're like under 25. Around 25, you start to get it. By 30, you should get it. And by 35, you don't have time for it no more. So I think that's the age where women are like, you know what? I don't have time for this bullshit. Oh, there I go. But I'm going to get my career together. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And they realize guys are always going to be there. I don't have time. And I don't have room in my closet.
So the reason why you're single and happy to be single is because you feel like there's no shortage of niggas out there, that when you are ready for a man, they'll just be there.
No, it's not. There is a shortage of niggas I'm willing to deal with. And when they come around, then I'll deal with them. Otherwise,
do you have a problem with short guys?
I've gotten over it.
Literally. I think we should address her height considering the short guy question. So, what's good? How tall are you?
I'm like 5'6" and a half. I'm still growing.
Oh,
how old are you?
Don't count me out yet, player. And then Nika, how tall are you?
6'2" Diva from West Covina.
6'2" Diva from West Covina.
Yes.
And Rico, how tall are you?
I mean, let's keep it going. Now, I'm 5'4".
5'4". So, I'm on the show today with some little bitty niggas. I'm 6'2", 6'3", if I get on my tippies a little bit. And this is crazy to me. Like, I think that you're beautiful. I know the shit you got going on. You ain't broke. You out here doing your thing. You should have niggas banging your door down, kicking it in, and trying to at least get some of that pussy. But I don't understand.
That's intimidating to somebody who doesn't have their stuff together. And to a man that does have his stuff together, he feels like you don't need him. So it's hard to be a woman who is ambitious. It's supposed to be attractive, but it's attractive to the ones who feel like they can't have her. And the ones who can have her, it's like, bitch, I make my own money too. It's a competition thing. So,
question. So are you saying that you feel like they feel like you don't need them, or you make them feel like you don't need them?
I don't make anybody feel like anything. Even with my height, people will come up to me and be like, why you make me feel small? I don't make you feel anything. Where? Oh, here. I was doing more like, you know.
No, I just wanted to sound great. You know
the
what I'm saying?
The microphone is like a sexual... I'm sorry. That's the Scorpio in me. Okay, so you do it like this.
Don't lick it, nigga.
Like
look.
From the base.
Yeah, she twisted her hand and everything.
I was ready to go this way with it, but you want me here.
Yeah, shit. Head jokes off top.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so Nika's weighing in. It sounds like her primary reason for not having, a bunch of shit going is because she's busy. Because dating takes time, and she doesn't have it to give, and she has a whole nother set of priorities. Is that correct?
You get about three conversations.
Fuck that mean.
I mean, if you can't get me with that first conversation where I want to hear another phone call, it's a wrap. I can tell in the beginning. I can sniff it out.
What? Okay, so just for example, what is the worst telephone conversation you had? We were like, nigga, have you ever hung up on a nigga first combo?
Yeah, not hang up. I'll never hang up. I just politely say goodbye.
How do you politely say goodbye? That nigga's mid-sentence.
No, this last person had called me. I met him in the club. He was a club promoter or whatever. And he had hit me up, and he kept hitting me up, and I really didn't feel like talking to him, but I eventually didn't want to be rude, so I eventually called him back. And it was the night of my show, and he was asking me what my topic was going to be about. So I was telling him that my topic was on, should there be a history month for every race?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, hell no. And I was like, why do you feel that way? And he was like, because anybody else's history, it doesn't matter. So I was like, wow, that's racist as shit for you to say that.
This
so
is a white dude?
This is not a white dude. It's a black guy. So he ends up going in on me about all the different holidays that are black that we don't celebrate, that we don't recognize on the calendar. And then he was like, you know, Christmas, they lied to us. I was like, nigga, hey, I'm going to take a nap. And so now you going to take a nap? Yeah, I was going to take one before I got on the phone. Now I definitely am. All right, goodbye. And I hung up.
You just like, you're weird. The nigga put you to bed? I feel like a nigga can say whatever he want about holidays and shit. We ain't never been the oppressor. If it was a white dude, I'd be like, this nigga's out of line. He sounds like Donald Trump. A nigga is mad about holidays. Let him be mad. We ain't gonna get no more.
Yeah, but that ain't no first conversation starter. You know what I mean?
Right.
What's your first conversation? I hate when guys it always is sexual. It always has to be like, oh, you know, I ain't trying to get between your legs. Yeah, like niggas talk to me like yeah. Niggas. Like, I don't deserve any respect and shit because I'm 6'2 and I, you know what I mean? I'm 6'7 in heels. Niggas will bump, like, chin check me and shit.
Are you physical with you?
Physical.
Have you ever had a nigga just run up, slam you, and take the pussy? Yeah, she's just laughing. I have.
It happened in Vegas, okay?
Right, we're going to leave it there because that's what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? All right, listen, so we are to our first break, right? And I know that's super fast, but this is all new upgraded equipment. I want to make sure everything is going real smooth. Make sure you guys are listening live. When we come back, we're going to take some callers, get a little bit more insight, hear some more from Rico, from What's Good, and from Nika Simone. Again, I'm your host, Mr. Nate Jackson. Thank you for rocking and fucking with me. I graciously appreciate y'all time. Dig it. First song, let out.
Now it's some new music on your favorite station.
Yes, I've had people fucking chit. Like, people check me.
I got broads in Atlanta, juice at the lean the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the banner, legacies, family, wait and see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmets, legacies, family, wait and see, family, pockets full, Danny, selling ball, candy, man out the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to for granted, this nigga bullet you bandit, killers understand me. I got broads in Atlanta, twisted to lean in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family, way see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the hammers. Legacy, family, way see, family, package full, Danny, selling ball, candy, man out the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to for granted, this nigga pull up your banner, hope the killers understand me.
Hey!
Panda. 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 Panda.
I get broads in Atlanta, trips to Dublin and shit, sipping fountain. Credit cards and the scammers, wake up beside this shit, let designer, whole bunch of leather shit. They be acting rats, I know we clapping shit. I be pulling my stuff in the finest shit. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I try this shit. Black assist, phantom, why is it killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got signing gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. For feelers, I feel it, pull up in the finest. No niggas, they come and kill you on the comma. The bully is dancing bigger than the pound, go out to the Grammy, but bully, you find it, pull up, I'ma flip it. I got bitches, pull up and they get it. I got niggas that's counting for digits. Say you make you a lot of new money. No killers, pull up in the end of baby. CTDD, pull off in the killer, baby. Call a feeling, pull up, gon' feel it, baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. Fuck, we gon' kill it, baby. Get it. I got broads, yeah, I get it. I got cards, yeah, shit it. This how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I play the bombs when he spinning it. Bobby, you spin it. Chop the dawn, doing business in the baby. Fucking up shit, she doing the feeling. I be getting to the chicken, count to the chicken, and all of my niggas are split. Panda. I got broads in Atlanta, just to throw lean the family. Credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the banner. Legacies, family, way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana, honey killers on the hammers. Legacies, family, way and see, panda. Packers war, Danny, selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to for Grammy. This nigga pull up your bandit. Killers understand me. I got broads in Atlanta, twisted the lean the family. Credit cards and the scammers, hitting the licks in the banner. Legacy, family. Why is he look like a panda? Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the hands. Legacy, family. Why is he panda? Packers full, Danny, selling ball, candy. Man out the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for Grammy. This nigga pull up your bandit. Hope the killers understand me.
Make sure you tune in to the next episode of The Nate Jackson Show.
We're back with The Nate Jackson Show.
Back, bitch.
Bitch, guys.
Yeah, man, we're back. It's your boy, Mr. Nate Jackson. Again, make sure you tune in to The Nate Jackson Show. It was supposed to tell you where to find the show at. You can find the show on every social media network on an app called Spreaker. And after the show is done, the past shows go to iTunes.
Not Speaker, Spreaker.
Yes, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R. Thank you for calling that. We have somebody chatting to us. Christine Williams. It says, dating nowadays is screwed all the way up. Men are too worried about stunting and putting on a facade that they forgot the quality women in their life.
For real.
Get the fuck out of here.
I agree, Crystal. Thank you, girl.
Oh, you're feeling that?
You cut and paste that shit from somewhere.
You know what?
You're feeling that?
Yes, I was telling my sister the other day about my son. I have a 14-year-old son. And one day when I was taking him to school, I saw a really cute black girl crossing the street going to school while I was dropping him off. And I was like, well, she's a real cute little girl, Jalen. And he was like, she's a seventh grader. I was like, and what does that mean? You're only in eighth grade. And he was like, plus, I would never date no black girl. And I must have looked at him and was like, how dare you say something like that, and why? And it's based off of the ideologies of what's been put out today. You know what I'm saying? In the media, my son was a Hispanic girl. Nothing wrong with that. But for him to say specifically, and I would never date a black woman, to his black woman mother, I said, how dare you?
That's what you told your baby. How dare you?
I did. I said, how dare you? I'm black. Your aunties are black. Your grandmother is black. We the women who've been taking care of you when your father hasn't been here. How dare you say that to me?
So were you saying this so that he would only date black women, or you just want him to at least be considered?
At least be considered. I don't care who you love, because I love them all too.
So if he comes through the door with a ring on a Puerto Rican chick, you're like, okay.
It is what it is, but I did not agree with that line right there. Y'all do?
I don't agree with it, but I think once you, at that point, you're talking to a 14-year-old teenager, and his black mom is fussing at him, and he's like, that's why I don't want
you. Right? What you think, Wes? Hell, you in a non-traditional... That motherfucker ain't black. She ain't us black. She ain't chocolate. She's black for real? Yeah. With green eyes?
That is not black.
She's black.
She got a black name.
Black. So she's basically Creole. But so like, if you were with your girl, right? Mm-hmm. This is how you know she's black. And you tell me if I'm lying. But if you're with your girl, just you two in the room chilling, right? And then KKK kicked the door in, right? Is both y'all finna die or just you?
Yeah, both of them dead.
Because she's because she loves a black guy or because
she's not white. You know what I mean? She would probably be considered Hispanic, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Does she speak Hispanic?
No.
Okay. All right, so we got somebody else tuning in. Jeannie Renee's chatting. She says, love has no color. Listen.
Right.
Yeah, love has a color. It's red. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a caller right now because it's a brand new thing that I can do. And I want to see what the hell y'all think. Since y'all chiming in on the chat, how come you are single? What? Is it your fault? Be honest. Are you the reason you're single? And two, what... Does it matter who you're in love with? Do they got to be the same nationality as you? I want to know that shit, and I want to know that shit right now. Call in. The number is 818-575-6993. Again, that's 818-575-6993. Let's see who can dial that shit the fastest.
Call in. That's a good topic.
Bet that. Oh, look at that.
Is that the phone, or is that somebody's phone?
I don't know what the fuck that is. It's my computer. My little... Every time I get a text message, it's like, what's happening? Ding.
No, tell them what the number is again.
All right, so the number is 818-575-6993. Calling right now, The Nate Jackson Show. We're going to take some calls. And that's what's really real.
Why do you feel women are single from 25 to 35?
I think they're single because they sat up there and friend zoned everybody their whole life. Okay? Thinking Mr. Right or Mr. Better than what they've already been talking to is coming. And this nigga is not on his way. I think they've been overpatient. And they have higher expectations. They have higher expectations than what they need to be asking for. The other day, you can tell them what happened.
They said before we get that day, I honestly think that women, they're just not realistic anymore about what they want in a man. You know what I mean? Like, it's not realistic at all. They were like, I want a man that makes $100,000 a year. Well, if you check the numbers, if you want a black man that makes six figures and he don't play in the NBA or any type of professional sports, or he's not a rapper or something like that, and he's not a drug dealer, you're dealing with about 0.1% of the population.
So, right.
And he's not already married. So, like, you already disqualified most everybody you know or ever will meet. Like, you're like, do you make six figures? No, like, it's not realistic. They want a dude that'll, you know what I'm saying, be nice to him, choke him up, you know what I'm saying, go to church, but still thugging. Like, the mixture of what they really want is just not possible.
You want a corporate thug?
I want a corporate thug. I want, like, you know, that you know a little bit of the streets, but you're not really trying to do that. You never really was from the gang, but you know some gang members, and you run your own little something. Like, I mean,
This is what you want?
Yeah, because I call myself ghetto prissy. Like, I understand, you know, my white voice, you turn it on and off, things like that, and I kind of want that
ghetto
in my male
prissy
as well. I don't want, like, an overly, like, you know, to the left person or overly to the right. I want somebody right in the middle. Somebody I know that if I'm walking with them, they're going to step in front of me before me. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to do something, because I be fighting with niggas. So, I mean, I need to know you're going to fight back, too. I've had skinny niggas that I felt like I had to take care of.
All right,
you know
so
what I mean?
We have our first caller, okay? We're going to see what they time at. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for calling The Nate Jackson Show. What's good?
What up?
Is in the building. I can't hear you. Can you say something? Or it could just be a technical difficulty. That's another way. Oh, they not there now.
They were there. Not.
They were there.
Call
now
back.
They're not.
Call back. Call
yeah,
back.
Call right back. That's on me. It says I could call them back, but nigga, that's credits. So we're not gonna do it that way. I got another comment. Joy Olden. She says, I'm single because everyone is burdened with kids and has no life goals or ambitions.
See, she's giving her opinion for people she's dealt with.
Yeah.
When you say, why are there women that are single from the ages of 25 to 35? You have to think about how many different women are you talking about, though? You can't categorize us all in one. So I can speak from what I want, but I can also speak from what I see some of my girlfriends want, because we don't all want the same thing. Some women want the man that makes $100,000+, but you can't also be that ratchet bitch who don't have a job yourself.
Right.
The thing is, with the man that's making that type of money, he is making the ratchet bitch that woman. So now, like what I was saying earlier, because I am ambitious and trying to do something with myself, now that's a problem. But if I wasn't and just felt like I could live off you, now you want me.
All right, listen. We have a caller on the line. This is the Seahawk lady, Jeannie Renee. You there?
It's me. Yes, I'm here.
What up?
Hey, Jeannie, how you feel about this?
Hey, doing great.
So listen, you're in the comments and your comment says, seriously, it's 2016. We're still divided into race based on color. We're human race, guys. Breaks my heart that this is still an issue.
Breaks my heart, too.
Because you're not black, huh, Jeannie? I get it. No, I feel exactly the way you feel until my son told me he would never date a black woman and I'm a black woman. That was the line for me. I don't care who you bring home as long as this woman ain't trash and she treats you right. As long as you treating her right as well. But for my son to tell me he would never date a black woman, I would like to know where that comes from.
At 14
years old with no experience.
What do you think?
Yeah, I support you on that. You know, I was fortunate enough to be raised in a family, and my father taught us at a very young age that we were not to base any kind of opinion on the color of anyone's skin, but we were to take everybody at face value. And, you know, honestly, I've been in every home of every culture and feel comfortable with whoever I'm with. My daughter's married to a Chinese man. You know,
yeah,
I raised
your Christmas is fucked up. What do you cook for Thanksgiving? A Chinese man? Motherfucker eating cheese with chopsticks?
Well, I raised her the same way I was raised. And you can't teach people to be racist and date based on your ethnicity. You have to be open to whatever. And honestly, you know, he's the best guy I could have ever chosen for her. So thank God she was willing to look outside her race and her culture.
Say that.
The best guy that you could have chosen? Like, if you chose a man for your daughter to, like, let's say you could arrange a marriage, you would have chosen the Chinese child?
Yeah, no kidding. He is probably he's a Marine, upstanding citizen, great provider, loves me as much as his own mom. I could not have asked for better.
That's beautiful. Really? Now, tell me this. Yeah. Are you single?
I am.
Why?
You know, mine's an unusual story. I was divorced from my daughter's father when she was four, and I didn't want to introduce any, I didn't want to introduce a problem into the home, and I didn't trust myself not to choose a problem, okay? You know, I had to own some stuff. So I raised her without ever dating, and I only started dating about 3 years ago, so I feel like I'm still kind of on the learning curve, you know? And
the problem is everything is changing. Like, what you know from dating before and all that, that shit is different. If you ain't sliding in no DMs, if you ain't on social media...
Yeah, you have no idea. It's brutal out there.
Yeah. That's funny that she says that, because my son, because of the fact that I chose to never show any dating of my own, he feels like men don't like me. He's like, nobody wants to marry my mom. Nobody dates my mom. But I feel like when you have a child, you know, at a certain age, and you don't want him to see different men coming in and out the home, the same reason why you chose not to, you know, date. I mean, I still dated, you know what I mean? But he never knew anything going on. So, I mean, that's another reason why you stay single. I have a child to think about who's going to come into my life. Are you the man I want my child to follow after?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's another reason why. 25 to 35.
Well, Jeannie, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right, be blessed.
I think people's expectations aren't realistic these days. I mean, like, nobody's actually ready to be honest. Instagram is the front. You know, you put your best face forward on Instagram or any social media site. And especially living out here, people ain't shit. That's just the truth about the situation. Like, people aren't shit. And the reason they ain't shit is because we're selfish, you know, especially out here in LA. Like, you came out here to LA to pursue your dreams, to be somebody. So you can't expect people to be wrapped up in a relationship when you're thinking about you all the entire time. I think the reason that women are single is because they're dealing, used to dealing with fuckboys.
Hey, spoken by a true real nigga.
But listen, but the reason niggas are fuckboys is because they're usually used to dealing with like hoe-ass women. You know what I mean?
True, so it's a cycle.
It's a cycle. And the reason it's a cycle is because like, it'll start out with like, this is my philosophy, all right? Okay. There'll be a relationship. There'll be a guy and there'll be a girl. They'll be together. And something ends up happening to one or the other, okay? Okay? Say the guy cheats or say the girl cheats. Well, the girl next, what she does, she has five different things to do, five different things. One that cooks, one that fixes her car, one that gives her money.
Right.
Ones that, you know what I mean? Like, she has her five different niggas. And the nigga, the one nigga that she does have that actually treats her good, he falls in love with her. But then he finds out she got five different niggas. Mm. So then he's like, well, fuck these hoes. You know, I'm going to start fucking with different hoes. So
I feel like niggas aren't born naturally as hoes. We get our heart broken, and then we're like, oh, that's what
exactly.
we do.
That's exactly what happens. You know what I mean?
Because, nigga, they created a monster at Nisqually Middle School. I hollered at this bitch named Vanessa from Chinook, nigga. I used to sing her, So For Real, nigga, and leave him on her voicemail. Round and round, I go. Nigga, I went to the school dance with 12 roses, nigga. My mom was like, he's such a gentleman, kiss him on the forehead. I left out of there like I was looking at a little tuxedo on. I had on an outfit, but I went with the flowers. I walked up right into her and all her homegirls, like, I got these flowers for her. She was like, nigga. I was like, bitch, they're flowers. The teachers were like, she didn't give a fuck. After that, I was like, I'll never give a bitch flowers again on my mama, nigga. I'm fucking, fucking bitches wrong, nigga. Ninth grade, nigga, let's go.
It's a wrap.
Never again.
All right, look, so we're going to go back. We're going to play another song, man. Y'all stay tuned. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for calling in. Thank y'all for chatting. I'm excited. I like the new upgrades to the shiz now. Oh, and we're rocking. So the song that I'm going to go to is Fat Joe, brand new song called All the Way Up. I hope y'all like it. Let's get it.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Now for some new music on your favorite station.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up. What you need? My Knicks run the game, we ain't never leave. Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep. You got V12, I got 12 V. Got bottles, got weed, got money. I'm all the way up. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. And Rolexes, kicked the bitch out the room and gave her no breakfast. Had to stash the jewels, these bitches so reckless. Keep my hoes on cruise, I'm talking naughty uptown, showing off for new things. Couldn't take it all, so I gave her chain. She called me Top Shot, so yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings, and I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up. Go all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Just left the big house to a bigger house. Ain't have a girlfriend, but the bitch is out. Chanel Croc bag, shit ain't even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan Burke and cocaine lit it up. Pop shit, I hit him up. I'm talking color money. Purple yin and blue germ. I got brown lira. I ain't talking about Ross, bitch. I'm that nigga on Viagra dick. That means I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get high. Hop in the helicopter. Uber said, go all the way up. Go all the way up.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? Shorty, what you need? My Knicks run the game, we ain't never leave. Counting up this money, we ain't never sleep. You got V12, I got 12 V's. Got bottles, got weed, got money.
I'm all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
24 Life app from 24 Hour Fitness is America's hottest new fitness and health magazine, bringing you the training secrets of the fitness leaders and the latest workouts with video instructions. World-class training advice coming from the world's top exercise scientists. 24 Life's recipes not only taste good, they're good for you. And in its lifestyle pages, 24 Life shows you how to look great and enjoy the rewards of your hard work in the gym. 24 Life app. Get it free for your smartphone or tablet from the App Store and Google Play.
Listen.
My number to come up like private or something. I didn't know you would
see it. You know right away.
Damien.
Y'all, shout out to Cynthia and Lucien. I think when we came back from the break, my ass was talking and I didn't click the button. I'm telling you, it's a lot of new shit going on. But Cynthia, we can hear you. We got Rico in the building. We got What's Good. We got Nick and Simone. Cynthia, what?
Nick, what?
What do you want?
I want Wes to say three viners that he thinks isn't funny. And then I'm going to leave y'all alone and get back to work. Because I'm on set right now. But I saw this on Instagram and I was like, I'm going to call and support you guys.
Three viners that I think are not funny. I plead the fifth.
getting ready for the show, son. Hey, real quick, yo. Make sure you guys tune in to season 8 of MTV's Wildin' Out. Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out on MTV. Not MTV2, back on the big network. I'll be on that show along with some of my very funny compadres and colleagues in the game. One being the very funny Cynthia yet. Stay up on her shit. I'm going to just tell them your handle, Cynthia. Fuck it. This ain't no regular call-in, nigga.
At Cynthia Luciette, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Luciette, L-U-C-I-E-P-P-E. Where's you whack for not saying that?
You can tell she says her handle a lot, how she goes at Luciette, L-U-I. That's what's up. I appreciate you calling us, man. I'm going to have you on the show, too.
All right. I'm listening.
That's what's up.
Bye, Cynthia.
All right. Bye, y'all. Bye.
I bet. So sometimes the callers just want to say what's good, and that's all right. They want to say what's good to what's good. I love it. So, Nika, I'm going to ask you this, right? This brings it kind of full circle. You pick that mic up because you don't have a response for this. Believe that. Okay, so your son says he's never going to date a black woman. The question of the show was, why are so many 25 to 35-year-old women single? You're single. Mm-hmm. So what I want to know is, was there an undertone to you the way you took it? Like, that means you're not eligible? That you're unwanted by men, and this is a child that you have raised, saying I don't want no black woman. But what are these other niggas saying that somebody else raised?
I'm saying again what Carl said earlier, love who you love, because I'm gonna love who I love. But it just bothered me for him to say that he would never do it. I didn't feel attacked, but I want to know why and how could you feel that way?
Not to dive into your personal life, but
diving!
Is his father part of his life?
I mean, not really, but now...
Act like I want to press a sound effect.
This is what I think, you know, like, because I grew up with just my mother.
Uh-huh.
And I think that when your father's not part of your life, you listen to your friends. And I feel like your friends are, you know, your father figures at some point.
Very much so.
You listen to them, and when they're like, I'm not fucking with black women, or, you know what I'm
right.
saying? Or they're like, yo, fuck these hoes, you know, you kind of, you follow behind it because that's all you know. Is that, or you listen to your mom, you know what I mean?
He just moved in with his dad in February, finally after, you know, whatever happened. So he moved in with his dad. I pick him up like 2 weekends ago, and I'm asking him, has he made friends around the neighborhood? And he was like, heck no, I'm not hanging out with them rednecks. And I was like, where the fuck
you get baby racist.
Right.
Everything he says is racist.
I'm like, where did you...
You raised Donald Trump.
Where did you get that word from? He was like, well, the kids at school say it. And I said, okay, but you've never heard me say any word like that. Why would you say that? So he explained to me what rednecks were.
Because you don't know.
Because I don't know. I wanted to know what he right. thought it was. He said it's because they be riding dirt bikes and shit. I said, that's the reason why you call someone a redneck. If one of the people would hear you call them a redneck and beat your ass, how would you feel about it? Because it'd be the same way as if they decide to call you a nigga. Don't you call people something that has to do racial. And you know, I've never spoke like that here. Yeah. So he's very led with, I get what you're saying, with not having the father there. Everything is about his friends. no matter how I try to teach against, like, you got to be your own person, you got to follow your own lead. He is so much for his friends, it's crazy.
Yeah, it takes time, you know.
So
what I mean?
I hope him going with his dad helps.
Yeah, I mean, I think when it comes down, it just takes time, you know what I mean? Like, you have to learn, you have to make those mistakes. Because when I was younger, I made those mistakes, but then it just got to the point where I decided to be honest with myself and, like, you know, just being me instead of proving.
Spoken by,
you know,
a true, I mean, real nigga.
You know, instead of proving, for real, you know, something you're not. Because what you taught him is rooted in him. You know,
okay.
That's for sure. It's rooted in him. It just takes a while just to weed out the BS. You know what I mean?
You find his way, and that's, I'm. Yeah. Lord.
So
you said.
I'm glad that you opened it up and said that it can come from outside the home as well. You know what I'm saying? Because we have a comment here. Joy Olden says, I grew up in a two-parent house home with my brother, and he has 11 kids, all by white women. But he states he's going to marry a black woman. He's just
confused. It's over for him.
I don't even know what that monthly is. 11? Nigga, the condoms are real, nigga. Go get a condom.
I promise.
They need to tie that nigga's dick, not his tubes. Just tie that shit in a shoelace knot.
The woman that would take him with 11 kids, she ain't shit. You don't want her.
Right.
You don't want
Who
her.
Who was the 11th bitch? Can we meet her? Like,
she,
you
probably
know,
got
12
of her own. Shit.
Outrageous. All right, listen, so I'm going to try to take one more call. We got about 8 minutes left on the show, so just to give you a sense, don't be calling no goddamn life story. Just tell me why you're single. Keep it short. We're going to address that shit, and then we're going to say where you can keep in touch with all of us, and that'll be the show for this episode. Woo-hoo. Again, thank y'all for tuning in. The number is 818-575-69, like the position, 93. Again, 818-575-6993. All right, call in right now. Call in right now. Yeah. Call in right now. In case you're wondering where you can catch the show at, I'll play this one more time.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Word.
Swag.
So call in right now. I'm going to drop that Yo Gotti behind this, you know what I'm saying? Because it does go down in the DMs.
Billy Sorrell was in the video.
Come Billy Sorrell was the lead in the video.
I was supposed to be in the video.
As him?
No, I was supposed to be the midget guy. I was the midget that was in the video.
Yeah.
I
midget got hella camera time too. Damn,
he did get hella camera time. They had me send an audition tape though, and I was like,
self-tape.
That's what went in. I sent it in, but I should have did what he did. And I was like, God damn, I didn't go too far. I didn't go far enough. He was sending dick pics. And
who was the midget?
Yeah, he was in the bathroom standing on the sink. He was like,
yeah, but
that's his role.
But we didn't see his tape though. No. I'm saying, like, what did that nigga say?
He probably said that.
He sent himself in a hotel bathroom taking a dick pic.
I'm pretty sure he was like, yo,
I need this dick.
Don't be standing on it.
That's how midget sounded to me.
I need it.
Oh my god.
What was the breakdown? Like, little bitty nigga?
Yeah, they were like, short dude that's in. Short guy that's in.
You lost as soon as he was like, so I'm actually I'm a little person. Yeah. I guess they don't like midget. So he's like, I'm a little person.
They didn't say little person, though.
They just deleted the rest of the inbox. Like, shit, we got a midget on that?
Yeah, they did.
It was a wrap.
That's as little as it gets.
Says the 6'2 diva.
That's as little as it gets.
That's where I won't go. I won't mess with one of them. That's for my never.
Why
I'm
they
got to
be one of them?
I know I sound fucked up. I don't know how to make it sound better, but I just don't think that's my preference. And I don't want to try it. Unless you have a 10-inch dick. I'm sorry.
Is that what you want? Yeah. 10 inches? 10 inches won't even get past your clit. Nigga, use a big ass dick. I'm just
used to be like, is it in?
All right, so we got a caller on the line. I'm about to take this call. Here we go right now. What up, what up? Thank you for calling the Nate Jackson Show. I appreciate you for listening and calling in. What's happening?
Hey, Nate, it's Christine.
Oh, okay, what up? Christine Williams, she's from Washington State, where I'm from.
What up, Christine?
Woots, woots. Anyway.
Why are you single?
Yo, so I'm single because I was in a relationship for almost 10 years with a man, and I stayed in it.
Damn. Hello?
You hang up on her.
I think she hung up.
Nah, nigga, something happened.
Nah, it's okay. Cool.
Hey, Christine, call back in. Oh, another person called. What up? Shout out to calling into the show. Who's speaking?
This is Anasia.
Allegra.
Allegra.
Anasia, Nate. That's wrong.
Oh, okay, what's up?
What's up with you?
I'm doing this radio show that you called into. Tell me why you're single, because you sound beautiful, first off.
Thank you. I think I'm single because I have done a lot in my life, and I have the right to be selective now. So I'm not as reactive to situations that might turn into a relationship that have options. You know, I'm a self-made woman, so...
Hold on. How much money do you make? What...
I make a good amount, Nate.
Who is this again?
This is Anasia. I performed at one of your shows a long time
Anasia
ago.
Oh, Wilder.
Yeah.
And you got a big ass booty, too.
Nate!
Yeet!
It's busy, you know, so...
So you're saying the reason you're single is because you're waiting on somebody that you haven't seen yet?
Not necessarily waiting. I mean, a woman that is doing her thing, making money, driven, following her goals and ambitions, it's not like you're necessarily focused. The objective is not to find a man. If that happens and you guys create a movement together, then that's what that is. But I don't think there's so much of a time rush. Oh, my God, I'm 30. I need to be married. Or, you know, I don't even have children. I'm just enjoying my life.
Yeah, you're an entertainer, so I think that's cool.
Is that how y'all feel about what she just said?
I
got three guests that want... No. First off, so you're okay with that? Are you okay with what she's talking about, the selective behavior?
Yes.
Are you okay with that?
I'm not.
Well, then, nigga, say something, because I think that was some bullshit, and we're going to address it now.
It's a preference that she wants somebody that got their shit together. Otherwise, she ain't got time for it. We don't have time... For it, we already doing other stuff.
But there are a lot of men that have their shit together. So to make the preference of, I don't have time for all the bullshit. First of all, what about you is attracting ain't shit niggas? Let's skip that. Push pause. Keep it going. So if you attracting ain't shit niggas, that's one thing. The second
ain't shit
thing
niggas
is,
know they ain't shit. That's why they try to holler at us. And if we decide to give them
the
play, then they're like, oh my God, it worked.
I think I keep hearing from a lot of successful women is they don't have time for a man. They don't have time for a man.
That's true.
Especially if the penis isn't good. I'm sorry.
They don't even get to that point yet. You don't even get a tan. A man can't even show it to you yet. I can't even pull it out yet. You know what I mean?
I gotta get it out the way. So I'm definitely, I feel what she's saying. She's already done it all. She's been there, done that. Now she's doing her thing. And if she finds somebody that takes her attention, keeps my attention, then we'll see what's up.
A magic trick? What you mean? Like, what do you have to do to get a woman's attention that's successful right now? And you're successful too. You can't show them your wallet. Can I walk around with my credit? What you do?
I have a guy that lives
in
Atlanta.
Listen, I have the worst news.
What?
Show about to end, yo.
Aw.
We got 2 minutes left. If you think I won't run into a part two right now, like right now, I will. But it goes in 45-minute chunks. Unless I pay some more money. So we're going to do it like that. So just to make sure that this episode is wrapped up and solid, we're really going to do another one.
Okay, yeah.
So
it's going good.
Where can we find you on social media?
I'm What's Good, WUZGOOD on Facebook.
At that, Nika.
I'm Nika Simone. You guys, you can check me out at the Nika Simone. That's TheNikaSimone. Follow all my things there. I write for ComedyHype.com, and I got my own radio show Friday nights.
Beautiful, yeah. Ooh. And where can they listen to your show at? Because I just did it the other night.
Yes.
Please check it out because we got into some shit.
It was dope. It was great.
It was dope.
You find it Friday nights 10 to 11:30 p.m. on RMCOnAir.com. That's RM like Mary, C like cat, onair.com.
Bet. Rico, you?
All right, so I'm Rico Lewis, always moving forward. At the end of the day, you can catch me on Instagram at Greatness in the Making. That's Greatness, the letter in the making. Holla.
Bet. And you can follow me on everything at Mr. Nate Jackson. Thank you guys very much for tuning in to this first part of the show. There's so many people calling that, nigga, this feels like Clear Channel. So I'm doing as much as I can on my little MacBook. Look, on some real shit, I'm real happy that y'all came through and fucked with me.
Yeah,
I extended the olive branch. Y'all took it. That's dope. How was your experience? You enjoyed yourself?
It's cool. It's fun.
That's why we're doing a part two.
But episode one got to be nice and smooth and shit.
It was great.
Bet.
Thanks for having me.
Thank y'all for listening.
You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening to The Nate Jackson Show.